There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown. Number 10.
The NFL announced a new personal conduct policy. You knew it was coming. Roger Goodell announces this sweeping policy. And among the things the policy stipulates...
I'm sorry, did you say sweeping? Because I don't think it really is a dramatic departure from what they had before.
I think you're right. I mean, I think it... But they didn't have anything formal. And so now it's been formalized. But you're right. I don't think they've changed a lot.
No.
They say a player formally charged with a crime of violence, including domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, will be placed on paid leave pending the legal resolution of his case.
Okay, let's think. Adrian Peterson, Ray Rice, they were still getting paid. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not different.
But okay. But before that, they had players getting back onto the squad right away. And while the case was still outstanding. I mean, the Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson thing, that was sort of a watershed moment for the NFL.
There are hosts Mark Thompson and Elizabeth Espinosa commenting on the NFL's new personal conduct policy, which was announced this week. So that's one of the major items in the world of sports talk radio, which usually gets our talk radio countdown show started. Sports talk, including the NFL, number 10 this week. A lot of trades in baseball, also a lot of people are talking about, but that's something that we'd come... If I've often thought about trying to do a sports radio, same thing, talk... countdown show for the sports world. At any rate, we haven't done that. We're doing a talk radio countdown show for the news talk radio world. The week ending Friday, December 12th, the 12th is in our view. The top 10 talk topics of the week. Talkers Magazine responsible for putting together that list. They are in talkers.com. You can get Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, lots of news. Pretty much everything going on in the world of conversation radio, you'll find at Talkers Magazine, including this list of the top 10 for the week. So as we count down during this hour from number 10 to number 1, we've taken care of number 10.
Number 9.
Going
well,
into...
we are selling more...
Okay, let's like get...
We are selling more trucks and larger sport utilities, so it has definitely affected that. And, of course, the electric cars, hybrids, are not selling as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you find this to be, whatever the price of gasoline up and down, people have a short-sighted focus on what they're doing, not thinking long-term?
Oh, yes, definitely, because when the gas goes higher to a new level of price, then people do scramble to try to get the smaller cars.
Do you, when you price the cars, there's the sticker price, there's whatever you can get for discounts, do you have in your policy that you'll affect the price that people pay depending on how much the demand is for the vehicle? If there's more demand now for pickups and SUVs, will you get more, are they more profitable? And if you're going to have to sell them, if people don't want them, you still have to sell X number of each unit, right?
Well, supply and demand does determine price. However, the supply is very plentiful for the pickups and sport utilities. So I don't believe that we're going to be able to charge more at this point.
All right, that was me on the Good Day program earlier this week talking to Ray Huffines about how lower oil and gas prices are affecting the sales of automobiles, not only at his dealership in Texas, but with dealerships all around the country. Number 9 has to do with sinking oil prices. We'll continue with our Talk Radio Countdown show in a matter of moments. I'm Doug Steffen.
Get to Kohl's this Thursday through Saturday for great gifts for everyone on your list.
I'm coming home to you.
For 3 days only, you'll find big savings on premium electronic gifts from brands like Jawbone, Sony, Monster, and Fitbit. And 50 to 60% off sleepwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Great gifts at great prices this Thursday through Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War, but few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. I thought, and I'm riding the Harley Davidson, and I thought, shoot, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Jonathan Sauerbier is one busy guy. In addition to being a computer science student, he's written a series of science fiction books, created a video game, and even found time to teach younger students programming skills during the summer. Yet, when he recently wrote a special commentary that was published in the Wall Street Journal, it had nothing to do with computers. Instead, he was mad about a $20 check he got because of a class action lawsuit against Toyota. He wasn't angry about the small size of the check, though. He was mad that he got the check in the first place, because he's happy with his car and hasn't suffered any injuries. He wondered how the lawyers who sued the company could make over $200 million, about 500 times what the primary plaintiffs who sued the company received. Let's be fair, lots of legal experts have written about America's lawsuit problem, but when a college student who dabbles in science fiction takes time to write about it in the Wall Street Journal, that deserves a second look. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632.
Number 8.
The number 8 item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the hot hits in talk radio, has to do with the continuing focus on climate change and the essence of the weather. The climate talks in Peru, here's host Jay Weber, talking about the conference being held this week in South America, and he brings up the question whether anybody beside Al Gore in our country really cares about this.
Do you think the tide has turned on the global warming myth or what? With each new poll, it seems fewer and fewer people here in America and globally are buying into the idea that man is causing catastrophic climate change. And with each new important conference, the crowds of the Kool-Aid drinkers and activists are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. We are told Al Gore preached about hellfire and cosmic revenge again, but to a half-empty room at this week's climate change conference in Peru. This was one of those opening speeches, too, on the first day of the conference. Hey, this should have been a big barn burner. The people, the crowd that had showed up in Lima, activist crowd should have been all jazzed up. Instead, they weren't there. Very small crowd that offered almost no response, with very tepid responses. A reporter who was there said Al Gore was set to talk at 1:15. He says, I arrived at 12:50. I was getting a good spot for Al Gore. The UN security officer guarding the door said, the official session is over, the room's closed. And this reporter says, well, I said, well, what about Al Gore's speech at 1:15? And he said, there's no speech at 1:15. There's nothing until 3. No. He says, I pressed him. No, Al Gore's speaking at 1:15, we're told. So the security guard checks his schedule, checks his official rundown. Oh, yeah, sure enough, there is a speech at 1:30, at 1:15. They're about 15 minutes away now. No one's there. No one's showed up. So, sure enough, so eventually Gore shows up. He shows up early. He didn't start speaking until 1:30. He didn't start speaking until 15 minutes after he was supposed to, because he was waiting for the crowd to show up. But it didn't come. By the time he started to speak at 1:30, maybe half the seats of this room were occupied, the reporter says, and he got a polite round of applause at the end and almost no reaction as he spoke. His talk was an updated version of the slideshow, An Inconvenient Truth. And the reporter says he hasn't even changed the slides.
Number seven.
All right, number seven on the countdown list this week has to do with our continuing focus on ISIS and how we knock them off. Here's Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia talking to host Rick Daniels and Jane Foy about trying to get the rest of Congress to do something about this group, this ISIS group.
I've been trying to force Congress to actually do their job and vote on the ongoing military action against ISIL, and we will get our first vote today in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. I've worked very hard on that.
Well, what does that mean,
yeah,
then?
Does it get out today?
Well, it will. If we vote it out of committee, then, you know, that's not a guarantee, but I think we will. There's a strong bipartisan sense here that we should be battling ISIL in accord with the president's description of the mission. If we get it out of committee, it will go to the floor. It's unclear whether there will be a floor vote before we recess. I think there should be. There isn't any reason we should recess with a nation at war without finally doing Congress's job and putting our thumbprint on this and saying it's in the national interest. But if we don't get a floor vote, the Foreign Relations Committee vote on this is very consequential, and it will kind of be the starting point for the discussion that we would have in January before we get to an ultimate vote. When I started to talk about this in June, my colleagues were prepared to just let the president do this without a congressional vote, but I think I, along with others, have now convinced the vast majority of the body that that would be very unwise, that there ought to be a congressional vote, and we are moving toward that vote more slowly than I'd like, but we're moving that way.
Yeah,
and the first step will be a Foreign Relations Committee vote today.
It seems like everybody talks to is like, yeah, Congress needs to approve this, but here's the deal. If I understand it correctly, you all basically have to pass a budget today, and it funds the mission in the budget, so indirectly you're already saying yes, even if you don't take a vote on the whatever action.
On the actual issue.
Well, no, you're right. The budget document contains interim funding for this military action. But a whole lot of people, frankly, would be inclined to vote no on this if there was not going to be a congressional authorization vote. And you may even see some amendments along the lines of, we will vote for the funding, but the funding cannot be released to the Defense Department unless and until there's a congressional authorization vote. So it sort of it puts the money into the line item account, but it like holds it in escrow. You'll see some amendments trying to do that. Again, when this started back in June, I wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post because I was disturbed by Congress saying, well, we could battle ISIL without a new authorization. So I've been pushing my colleagues since then, but the overwhelming majority, Democrats, Republicans, both houses now believe that the magnitude of this military action is such that a new authorization is needed. In the Foreign Relations Committee, the Senate is kind of the big place where these authorizations tend to initiate. When we vote it today, if we vote it out of committee, it will become kind of the real start to what will ultimately be an authorization, I think, at the latest early in the next year.
All right, so here's the question that comes up in terms of how to fight ISIS and why he mentioned we were at war. I guess we are, even though there aren't any soldiers on the ground. We do have advisors now, military advisors, helping Iraq build a force to fight ISIS. The police have turned into, in some of the provinces, have turned into soldiers battling the jihadists. But there are a lot of soldiers, a lot of police who have just abandoned their jobs because they're afraid of ISIS. And so what in that circumstance do we do? Do we put our soldiers back on the ground there? That's a question that a lot of people have asked this week. And the question is a good one. The question is, what do we do now that we've stirred the pot so much over there, and these people have become pretty vulnerable? They depended on a strong authoritarian leader like Saddam Hussein. They don't have a strong authoritarian leader. As brutal as he was, he kept all of the bad guys, including Al-Qaeda, out of Iraq. Now they're all over the place, all over there, because we created a vacuum. So there are 24,000 officers that were trained by the United States as part of the $8 billion program to strengthen Iraq's police, and they're not really able to do anything. I wonder who's talked about that this week. They aren't doing anything because they're afraid. Fearful soldiers don't make for a good military. 21 past the hour, number 6, up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Thank you.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing as suggested by the big voice announcer into the next item, number six is a focus on presidential prospects for the year 2016. Here's host Deborah Rodriguez talking to Katie Glick, who writes for Politico.com. They discuss the reluctance of many of the potential candidates to make an official announcement as to whether or not they're going to run in 2016 for the presidency.
Strategy seemed to be changing this time around.
That's right. At this point in what could already be viewed as the next presidential cycle, we are not necessarily seeing a whole lot of people looking to be announcing perhaps as early as we may have seen last time. That includes a potential Democratic frontrunner, Hillary Clinton.
Why would she, of all people, be hesitating? The polls show she'd be a strong candidate. She must know by now if she's going to take the plunge.
That's a good question. And, you know, according to some people who are, familiar with her thinking, maybe have spoken with her in recent weeks, it appears that she actually may still be uncertain about whether to give it another go. Of course, as we all remember, she ran for president in 2008. That did not work out for her. And there was a sense among some of her supporters that perhaps at that time she got in maybe earlier than she wanted to. And so this time around, they are looking to kind of fend off that possibility.
What about the other possible candidates, both Democratic and Republican? We haven't gotten any commitments from them either. Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, Ted Cruz, Paul Rand, the whole lot of them.
Right, and this has been a very interesting week for that. I mean, you saw Senator Rob Portman from Ohio saying that he was not going to run, and so that may signal that we may be hearing more people ruling things out rather than people sort of saying that they're in, at least for the moment. You had someone like Paul Ryan saying that, his timeline has always been to make a decision in 2015, which is already next year, and that he's sticking with that. You have other possible contenders who have pointed to the spring. We can take a look back to the last presidential cycle where you see some cautionary tales with Tim Pawlenty, who got in pretty early. That did not pan out well for him. And Texas Governor Rick Perry, who got in relatively late, and he didn't really have a chance to reset amid some early stumbles. And so you can kind of see a lot of potential candidates positioning themselves to find a possible balance.
When are the announcements going to begin coming in?
Well, that's a great question, and I think we'd all like to know for our calendar purposes. Certainly next year a lot of people point to late spring, early summer. Some people could be sooner than that. It was initially thought that Hillary Clinton could announce, before the end of this year. The speculation about that has died down quite a bit, especially if she still has some paid speeches on the calendar for 2015. So, the speculation is that that may be moving down the road a little bit. A lot of other people have pointed to the end of this year, early next year, early next spring as possible moments for announcing. So it's going to be a busy first half of 2015 for sure.
All right. I'm glad we went back to high school for that report. Listen, a lot of these people that write for these different organizations are pretty young, and so you wonder how seasoned they are in the sense. But the bottom line to that particular issue is looking at the field, and it's the 58th, by the way, presidential election. And we say, well, what do you mean? This is only 40 years. President Obama is 44. Is that right? No? But remember, there have been a number of presidents who have served two terms. But this next election, November 8th, 2016, you will select the 45th president of the United States, I believe. But it will be the 58th time people have voted. I think that's kind of cool. 28 past the hour on the countdown. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Hi, welcome to Health for Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift that lavish Etsy polish and dollar glitter eyeliner. 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protection, 7 sealer glosses, risky six line by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay naked palette, 4 living smooth hair products, 3 Daisy Green perfume, 2 face cosmetics, and 1 luxury bathrobe.
Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift card.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here, GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. questions. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Talk Radio Countdown Town. Well, hello, Doug. Let's try that again. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing along now.
Talk Radio Coast to Coast.
Most talked about items on Talk Radio is we start at number 10. Let me just recap where we are right now. The things going on in the world of sports talk radio at number 10. Number 9, the price of oil. Number 8, the climate talks. Number 7, the battle against ISIS. Number 6, the presidential race for 2016. So that brings us around to
number 5.
Number 5 this week on the countdown is a focus on that Rolling Stone rape story. Here our host Bruce St. James, Pamela Hughes, talking about mishandling the investigative story, the Rolling Stone story, and the culture of rape down at the University of Virginia.
Originally, we had this this apology
yes.
from Rolling Stone, correct?
Yes.
Basically, you want to read the first apology?
Sure.
The first time they apologized.
So last Friday, they came out with their apology after the story started unraveling. And this is what Rolling Stone had to say. This was their apology, Bruce.
That's the apology.
In the face of new information, there now appears to be discrepancies in Jackie's account. And we've come to the conclusion that our trust in her was misplaced. We're trying to be sensitive to the unfair shame and humiliation many women feel after a sexual assault. And now regret the decision to not contact the alleged assaulters to get their account. We're taking this seriously and apologize to anyone who may have been affected by the story.
Okay, so some people could read into that first part you did about we don't have confidence.
Discrepancies in Jackie's account.
Jackie is the in the story about this University of Virginia alleged rape or sexual assault case is the victim in this. it appeared to some people they were blaming Jackie in some way, shape, or form. Like, what do you call it? Victim shaming?
Yeah, we've come to the conclusion that our trust in her was misplaced.
Okay, so there is a certain measure of they didn't like it. So they went back, and needless to say, they heard it from probably a bunch of people inside their own building. So they changed their apology.
Yeah, they changed it a bit, and now the revised apology.
Updated,
you know,
updated apology.
Yeah, you know it's not good when you got to come back and revise your apology.
Apologizing,
right?
For our previous apology.
It says we published the article with the firm belief that it was accurate. Given all the reports, however, we've come to the conclusion that we were mistaken in honoring Jackie's request to not contact the alleged assaulters to get their account. In trying to be sensitive to the unfair shame and humiliation many women feel after sexual assault, we made that judgment, the kind of judgment reporters and editors make every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're trying to make it sound commonplace, but I don't think what is going on here is commonplace. Pamela, what do they no longer have confidence in? What are their concerns regarding this story, or why did Rolling Stone feel the need to apologize to begin with?
Well, because there are a lot of discrepancies in the story that was published by Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
And a lot of reporters have gone in and started digging into these elements.
Okay.
And here are a few of the things that just aren't adding up, Bruce.
First, the fraternity denies any social event at the house the weekend of the alleged rape. Second, the accuser says her rape was part of a fall pledging ritual, but the fraternity says initiations only happen in the spring. Third, according to the article, Jackie says she was lured to the fraternity by a member who worked with her at the campus aquatic center. But according to the fraternity, none of its members worked there at that time.
This is just the tip of the iceberg, though, Pamela, because the more you dig into this story, the more the story, and I have to be careful with this. I do not know if Jackie, the girl in this story, was raped, sexually assaulted, or made the whole thing up. I do not know. What it appears that, and I think credit needs to go to the Washington Post, because the Washington Post took this story, sent reporters down to the University of Virginia, and started asking questions, and what is coming back is, something may have happened, but the way it's described in Rolling Stone is unsubstantiated by evidence or testimony.
Number four.
Number four item, the issue of Mr. Gruber, Dr. Gruber from MIT, testifying before several members of Congress this week in a hearing in Capitol Hill. Here's host Kathy Hoekstra with Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan. They discuss Jonathan Gruber, what he told the committee during the congressional hearing that took place.
You and your committee finally got to talk to Jonathan Gruber. What is your takeaway from his testimony?
Well, the guy is he made the point early on in his statements of apologizing and saying made bad statements and shouldn't have done that. He is not a politician. He's an economist. He shouldn't have tried to act like a politician. Well, I indicated to him during my questioning of him and while I sat in the chair for Darrell Issa that this guy had improved to the point that now he wasn't speaking off the cuff and telling the truth. He was speaking like the so-called politician and spinning and shucking and jiving and not telling anything of the truth that we want to hear. So it was a very sad performance for a guy that took arguably anywhere between $2 and $4 million for being an advisor to the president to prevaricate and cover over with no transparency. And he said it very honestly, to keep transparency from happening so people wouldn't know that it was attached and we could get it through Congress, that body that represents the people, and ultimately put it on the backs of the people. It was a display of why our government and this administration has taken us down the wrong path, and we're hurting for it, and we have to change it.
Yeah, and you know, it's a very telling when you have somebody like Congressman Cummings speaking as strongly as he was, as being even the Democrats being real hard on Mr. Gruber. Now, here's my question, though. The hearing, what happens now? I mean, you heard from Jonathan Gruber. You've heard from the lady who was basically admitted to fudging enrollment numbers and saying, oh, yes, 400,000 people in their dental plan. Yeah, you know what? That was a mistake. Shouldn't have been in there. What do you do now as a committee? What do you do with this testimony?
Well, on talking with Jason Chavez of Utah, who's our incoming chairman of the Oversight Committee, taking over from Darrell Issa next term. I believe we will have a continuation of this hearing. Both Marilyn Tavener, the administrator of CMS, who did, as you said so rightly, padded the books as far as the impact of Obamacare and the number of people it was enrolling. And then, of course, Gruber, who pushed back onto his attorney questions that he should have been able to answer, especially as an economist, even tax questions of his own personal records, and he was unwilling to answer. And one of my colleagues, in fact, when I was sitting in the chair, asked if we would bring about a subpoena. But we'll leave that to the chairman to decide on doing that. I don't think we'll have to, but if we have to, I think we will subpoena records, again, to show how this guy took taxpayers' dollars, the tens of millions of dollars, and gave information on how to lie to the American public to cover up any type of transparency.
Number three, Adam, on this week's Talk Radio Review, focusing on the issue of whether the government will shut down. Congress narrowly averting a shutdown that was to take effect during the week with the approval of a $1.1 trillion spending bill. The Senate gets a two-day extension to overview it. Here's the host, Charlie Parker, talking to strategist Steve Longin, a political strategist, about the budget deal and whether or not the government ought to shut down.
$1.1 trillion spending bill unveiled by House leaders on Tuesday night. What's this all mean?
What does it all mean? It means that America, conservatives just gave Republicans control of the U.S. Senate, a bigger majority in the House of Representatives, and expect sweeping changes and not more of the same. And what this massive spending bill does is carries through the vast majority of Obama's agenda right through to September of next year. What they should be doing is passing continuing resolutions on the certain elements of government that we need to run and come in January and deliver on the sweeping changes that we expect from the new Republican majority. And that means defund Obamacare, not simply keep funding it. That means cut the size of government, not simply slow down its growth and size. So to the average American who will wake up tomorrow morning, and I predict they will pass some version of this bill, and they'll all come out of their meetings slapping each other on the back, congratulating themselves on their compromises. And when you see Republicans and Democrats doing that, by the way, grab your wallets, because you know it's going to cost us money. Tomorrow morning when people get up and go to work and they're listening to your show, everything's going to be status quo. The middle class will still be having stagnant wages. We'll still have the same mediocre and high unemployment rates and a rising cost of living. So it's just simply not good enough. It's not what I expected as a conservative when Republicans took control, and it's disappointing.
What did you expect?
You know, I guess in my idealistic way, remember, I ran a U.S. Senate race last year, mm-hmm. and the last 2 weeks of my campaign against Cory Booker in New Jersey were dominated by a government shutdown. So I know what a government shutdown means. I was the biggest fatality of that shutdown. I had a very likely chance of winning had it not been for that element. However, a year later, it might have been short-term pain, but the long-term gain is a year later, Republicans take the Senate and the House. So I don't know what they're afraid of. I expect them to come in with a bold message. Look, we're going to cut the size of government. We're going to cut these regulations. You know, America dropped out of the world's top 10 economically freest nations in the world in the Heritage Foundation's economic Index of Economic Freedom this year for the first time ever. Even Estonia, a former Soviet bloc nation, now jumped ahead of us. This bill does nothing to change that. This bill does nothing to free up the animal spirits of American businesses to grow and prosper and to be even more competitive in the world. It just continues government as is.
Well, there are a lot of other things that are worse than that. Onerous for people who are trying to find out where their food comes from. A lot of things were stuck into this bill at the last minute, actually between 12 midnight and 3 in the morning before the thing was passed, that people are just now beginning to discover and not like. In terms of Mr. Longin, who's a political strategist, saying he lost to Cory Booker because of a government shutdown. I don't know what he's smoking, but he was never going to beat that guy. Anyway, we continue on in a matter of moments with the number two issue this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This holiday at Guitar Center, give the gift of music with deals on guitars, drums, keys, live sound, DJ, and more. Deals like an Epiphone / Les Paul for only $199. A 5-channel mixer or handheld wireless microphone for just $29. A Vestax Spin DJ controller, now just $79. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
Get
to Kohl's this Thursday through Saturday for great gifts for everyone on your list.
I'm coming home to you.
For 3 days only, you'll find big savings on premium electronic gifts from brands like Jawbone, Sony, Monster, and Fitbit. And 50 to 60% off sleepwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Great gifts at great prices this Thursday through Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Number two issue this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is a focus on that CIA torture report. It's one thing for us to face wagging fingers from human rights groups over this report in the wake of September 11th, but critics say nations including China, Iran, and North Korea have no right to pile on, giving their own long and sordid histories of abuses. Imagine somebody from North Korea looking askew at what the CIA did. Here's a segment from the Good Day Show this week where Rich McFadden and I talked to Stephanie Tsai from Al Jazeera about this torture report.
Well, you know, I think what a lot of Americans are going to find surprising about this report is that it goes into great detail. Rectal feeding, sleep deprivation, near drowning. And that was what wasn't redacted, because this was just an executive summary of a 1,600-page report. I think the other thing that's new is the amount of mismanagement and the lack of accountability within the program. For example, it struck me as I was listening to Feinstein's statement on the Senate floor that there is a reliance on contractors to actually implement the interrogation. So the main point and conclusion of the report was that given all of the moral reservations that some people have about the use of torture, it also wasn't effective, according to this report. Now, the CIA has disputed that. It has admitted that it made mistakes in the implementation of the program, but it disagrees with the basic conclusion of this report that torture didn't produce intel. In fact, it says it has saved lives and was critical to our understanding of Al-Qaeda at that time.
Well, the essence of some of the detail, you just touched on a couple of things that probably we just assume don't need to know. But the thing that I find amazing here is that everybody puts their hands up again. It's the same old government ruse. I don't know. It's like Sergeant Schultz from what do you call it? What's the name of that show, Richie? Sergeant
Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah,
I know nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing.
What about the fact that why didn't they, for this panel, why didn't they interview the higher-ups at the CIA? It seems like they didn't even talk to them. Why is that?
Well, they based their investigation on thousands of documents that were basically the CIA's internal documents. But that is one of the questions that's been raised, as well as why they didn't actually interview anyone that had been tortured. There were no suspects that had actually been through the enhanced interrogation tactics that were interviewed by the Senate Select Committee.
I think it's rather interesting to look at the personal relationships between the CIA director, Mr. Brennan, and the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Dianne Feinstein, to look at some of the tweets that she put out on reading the report and basically charging him with being a liar. They've been frosty for quite a while. This is as frosty as they've been. Interesting personal reactions. Number one, speaking of reactions to things, coming up next here as we continue our review of the hot hits and talk radio for the week.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one issue this week in the review of the hot hits in the world of News Talk Radio has to do with all of the protests around the country and elsewhere around the world, actually, for the various reports on police killing civilians. Here are hosts Bruce Wolf and Ann Kavanaugh talking to Aaron Katursky from ABC about the protests in New York City and whether the visit from the royal family this week complicated anything.
we've got the royal family, part of the royal family in New York. We've got the protests in New York. Is there going to be a meeting here, a confrontation at all?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think that the royals are going to get anywhere near the protesters and vice versa, although the protesters may try. But I don't think it's going to happen or curtail any of their visit at all. Nobody seemed terribly amped up about it. But they're coming at a time of heightened tension when it comes to police and the communities they serve, and that's reflected in protests all around the country. There was some more unrest last night in Berkeley, California, but for the most part, that has stood as sort of the sore thumb to the rest of the country's protests that have been in large part peaceful.
Tell us a little bit more about what's going on in New York between the police department and the mayor there, because the mayor has really come out pretty strongly.
And it really reflects his own personal experience. He's in a mixed-race marriage, and he's talked about his teenage son, Dante, and how he has taught him to be careful with encounters with police. He says that he tells him not to reach for his cell phone, cooperate fully with officers, don't make any false moves. And Mayor de Blasio has said there's just a different reality for white teens than there is for black teens. And he said it's just a fact. And yes, there are a number of other issues to discuss when it comes to police and the community, but this is one of them. And he says that's where his comments came from. And the police union has said that the mayor shouldn't be teaching his son to fear cops, he should be teaching them to fear perps.
Now, true, but I've told my son the same thing, and he's Caucasian, but I think you have to treat police officers with respect when you're pulled over. My dad taught me the same thing as well.
Sure, sure. And I think many parents feel the same, and that's what police say kids should be taught, that they're, when a police officer says something that you need to obey, and for many in the black community, that's just not enough. Parents of black children say they have to teach their kids some additional things, too, because they feel that the encounters with police don't always go on the up and up.
I think that you'd find in lots of families, the teaching isn't about respect, it's about fear. And that's probably not the greatest. A little bit of fear is good here and there. Number one, continuing now, our focus on these protests. Here's host Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder talking to correspondent Mark Supala about what, if anything, the protesters are accomplishing.
We've seen a lot of demonstrations in the last couple of weeks, Mark, in New York, certainly in Ferguson, here in Chicago, all over the place. In your opinion, do they make any difference at all, really?
Well, that's a hard question to answer as a reporter, but I will say, I guess just historically, when you think about what was happening in Vietnam and what was happening in the United States concerning Vietnam early on in the 60s, probably in the very beginning, there were a lot of people scoffing, saying, oh, you punk kids with long hair, get off the streets and knock it off, and let's back our country. And then suddenly Walter Cronkite says, wait a minute, something's wrong here, and the rest of the world turns, or at least the country turns. So the protesters are right in the beginning. So, to answer whether or not they're going to make a difference, only time will tell. But historically, that's the way people get their voices across, is protesting and saying things loudly so people listen.
Okay, but what precisely are they protesting other than...
That's a fantastic question, because I think that's maybe the $64,000 question for a lot of people wondering, okay, are you protesting what you think happened in Ferguson? Are you protesting what you saw happen in New York? Are you protesting white-black relations between white police officers and the black and brown community? What are you protesting? And I think that's a hodgepodge. That's a smorgasbord. If you walked up to meet to 10 protesters in the streets of Chicago, you might get 8 answers.
Well, that's just it. They need a mission statement, because I agree, if blacks are feeling they're not treated right by white cops, if that's how they feel, I'm here to listen, do what you need to do, but I need to know what exactly they're protesting. I'm confused on that.
Well, to me, it's a messy science, demonstrating and protesting. You probably would go back to the 60s again, and, history makes it very clear that it appeared that Martin Luther King was, the leader of the civil rights protest movement, but that wasn't the case. There was lots of infighting and lots of messiness. Where is he in charge? Is he in charge? Do I believe him? Is he going too far? Is he using violence? Is he not using violence? Why isn't he not using violence? We got to get their attention. I think that's the nature of the beast, and so it's not clear cut in a soundbite for the 9 o'clock news, and unfortunately, that can be very confusing for people.
Check out the top 10 list of the radio topics of the week at DougStephan.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.